As Matt said, I'm Rylene Chu, and I'm an epidemiologist with the California STD Control Branch. And today I'm going to be discussing California's experience with HIV partner counseling and referral services. I'll describe it in the context of syphilis case management and the role that PCRS has had in newly identifying HIV infections among partners to our HIV co-infected syphilis cases. The number of early syphilis cases in California has been increasing since 1999, and the majority of those cases are male and predominantly among men who have sex with men. Approximately 61% of these MSM report that they are co-infected with HIV. Now, we're concerned about that high proportion of HIV co-infection among our syphilis cases because syphilis is a facilitator of HIV transmission and acquisition, which means partners to HIV co-infected syphilis cases are at risk not only for syphilis infection, but also HIV if they're not already HIV positive. In California, disease intervention specialists, or DIS, are trained to conduct syphilis partner management, or syphilis case management and partner notification. So all early syphilis cases reported to the health department are interviewed by our DIS using the California syphilis interview record. And DIS use this form to ask about self-disclosed HIV status, to elicit information on sex and needle sharing partners, and to offer health department assistance with notifying partners of their syphilis exposure. If cases do accept health department assistance, partners will be initiated on a syphilis partner field record for DIS follow-up. If an early syphilis case is also found to be co-infected with HIV, most DIS are also trained to offer PCRS and complete a PCRS original client form. Now, in California, the PCRS program specifically offers HIV-infected individuals the option of patient referral, dual referral, or health department assistance with notifying their partners of HIV exposure. If cases, again, accept health department assistance, their partners will be initiated on an HIV partner field record separate from their syphilis. So for co-infected syphilis cases, their syphilis and HIV partner notification are done concurrently. Therefore, our objectives were as follows. The first was to assess utilization of PCRS by our HIV co-infected syphilis cases in the California project area, which includes all cases reported in the state except for San Francisco and Los Angeles, who are responsible for syphilis case management and PCRS in their own local health jurisdictions. Our second objective was to assess PCRS and syphilis partner outcomes for HIV co-infected syphilis cases who accepted health department services. And then lastly, we compared our PCRS and syphilis partner outcomes. Our evaluation was based on interviewed early syphilis cases because HIV status is based on self-disclosure. Due to some data concerns regarding quality and completeness, we looked at syphilis cases diagnosed between January and September of 2007. And we also categorized HIV co-infected cases as either concurrent HIV positive or previous HIV positive, depending on the time between a case's syphilis and HIV diagnosis. So that 30-day window you see between the two categories was to allow for small lapses between HIV testing dates. To assess our PCRS partner outcomes, we took our identified HIV co-infected syphilis cases and we matched their syphilis interview record to PCRS offer forms using a unique ID. Any cases with no matching PCRS form were then dropped from the analysis. PCRS offer forms were then matched to initiated HIV partner field records and assessed for outcomes which included the number of partners notified, then of those notified, the number of partners who were previous positive and the number tested. And then of those tested, the number of partners who were newly identified HIV positives. To assess syphilis partner outcomes, we again took our co-infected cases and this time matched their syphilis interview records to their syphilis partner field records. And then similar to PCRS, we looked at the number of partners notified, and then of those notified, the number who were previously treated and the number who were tested. And then of those tested for syphilis, we looked at the number who were infected and whether or not they received treatment. and also the number of partners who receive preventive treatment. We identified 1,078 early syphilis cases in the CPA between January and September of 07, 72% of those cases reported being MSM. Of those, 959, or about 89%, were interviewed, and of those, 402 were HIV positive, which comes to about 52% if we exclude unknown and refused. Of those 402 co-infected cases, 13% reported that they were concurrently diagnosed with syphilis and HIV, while 87% were previous HIV positives. Also, 331 total partners were named with enough locating information to initiate Health Department notification if it were to be requested. In contrast, 3,125 anonymous partners were reported, highlighting how many partners lack enough identifying information to initiate any partner notification activity. And these partners were all based on the interview period or the time interval during which syphilis transmission occurred. Next, we looked at the serostatus of partners as reported by the original patient. And we did this to get an idea of how much serosorting might be going on among our co-infected cases. And this was an important factor to consider because cases whose partners are already known to be HIV positive may be less likely to accept PCRS. However, only 4% of our concurrent positives and 24% of our previous HIV positive cases reported that all of their partners were already known to be HIV infected, which means a high proportion of cases in either of those two groups had at least one partner who could potentially benefit from PCRS, since their HIV status was either a known negative or missing. This table shows that of our 402 co-infected syphilis cases, 231, or about 57%, had a documented PCRS offer. Now, this seems to indicate a low proportion of co-infected cases are offered PCRS. However, this isn't a completely straightforward measure. For example, PCRS offers are often made, but if the case doesn't accept PCRS or declines health department assistance, that offer may never actually get documented. Also, most DIS are trained to offer PCRS, but not all of them. But if we look at the 231 cases who were offered PCRS, only 13 cases, or about 6%, accepted health department assistance with notifying partners of their HIV exposure. So this seems to indicate there's also low utilization of health department partner notification among cases who are offered PCRS. In comparison, 195, or 49% of our 402 co-infected cases, accepted health department assistance with notifying partners of their syphilis exposure. And from those 195 cases, 361 partners were initiated for DIS follow-up, indicating more utilization of health department assistance with notifying partners of syphilis exposure as opposed to HIV exposure. However, evaluation of our PCRS partner outcomes, although they are small numbers, they do demonstrate some interesting results. Again, a total of 21 partners were initiated from 13 original clients, and of those 21 partners, 95% were notified by DIS of their potential HIV exposure. And of this notified, 5, or about a quarter, turned out to be previous positive, and of the remaining 15 partners, 80% were tested, and 3% refused the offer to be tested. Of the 12 partners tested, 5, or about 42%, were new negatives, meaning they were first-time testers, and 4 partners, or about a third of those tested, were newly identified HIV infections. Evaluation of syphilis partner outcomes show that of the 361 partners initiated, 85% were notified by DIS. Of those notified, 22% were previously treated, and of the remaining partners, 77% were tested. Of those tested, 19% were infected and brought to treatment. One infected partner wasn't treated. But while there wasn't a high number of new syphilis infections found, 64%, of tested partners received preventive treatment due to DIS follow-up. So in conclusion, we found that of partners who receive PCR services, a high proportion are tested and previously unknown HIV infections are being identified. Also, PCRS seems to offer an important service of first-time testing for at-risk individuals. Syphilis partner outcomes also show a high proportion tested, and while fewer partners were new syphilis infections, a high proportion are being preventively treated. However, we did identify low utilization of health department PCR services among HIV co-infected syphilis cases. And it may be that patient self-referral of partners and or DIS discussion of HIV testing is occurring with partners, but we currently cannot track that in California. And lastly, we saw a large volume of anonymous partners who had no identifying information to initiate DIS follow-up for either their syphilis or HIV exposure. In response to this evaluation, some next steps we've started taking are as follows. First, to identify barriers and facilitators of health department PCRS services through statewide assessment of provider and clients. The second, to integrate PCRS messages into STD and HIV marketing materials to enhance client utilization of health department services. The third, to integrate PCRS data elements related to partner disclosure decisions into our existing syphilis interview record. So this will not only eliminate the burden of paperwork that our DIS have to complete, but we also hope it'll help answer some questions around why our co-infected cases may not be accepting PCRS. And then lastly, we identify the need to develop more effective partner management methods for locating and notifying anonymous partners. That's my contact information. I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues in the Office of AIDS, PCRS in California, and the California Department of Public Health. I do know the DIS who does the syphilis interview, as far as I'm aware, is the person who offers PCRS, and I believe also fills out the PCRS offer form and sends it on to the PCRS staff, as far as I'm aware. Correct. A very good question. We do collect information on internet use. We collect websites that syphilis cases visit, screen names, chat names. And there is, I think, a group of three DIS that are responsible for internet partner notification. I'm not sure if Romney or Joe could speak better to this. Well, we looked into the other. So there are numerous options that an HIV case can accept if they're offered PCRS. You know, there's patient referral, where they say, I'll tell my partner myself, or dual disclosure, where they say, I'll bring in my partner, and we can sit down and discuss it together. A large majority of PCRS offers end up going towards the, I will tell my partner myself. Or they just say, I'm not going to refer my partner. they probably already know their status. Or, again, I'll tell them myself. So it kind of gets into that, our case is sero sorting. Do they really know that their partners are HIV positive? How much of that partner notification is actually occurring by the patient themselves, but we currently can't track that. That has to do with the way the paperwork is filled out. We have, again, the syphilis side, and then also the HIV side. So two different field records are filled out. And Phoenix, our PCRS staff, is going to address that.